President Biden tried to end his predecessor's policy on his first day in office, but Texas and Missouri, both Republican-led states, along with a federal judge's backing, argued the policy, in fact, helped the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Supreme Court, though, has now ruled that removing the policy does not violate immigration laws. Under President Trump, around 70,000 asylum seekers were sent back to Mexico, where they had to wait for their asylum hearings. It comes after more than 50 migrants were found dead in a truck in Texas this week after they were smuggled into the United States. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.